This is CliffCentral.com.
On radio. On radio. More of the good stuff. CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to the good stuff. Cliff Central's very own happy hour with myself, Brent Lindekew. The good things, guys. Sitting right next to me is Kerry, the good things girl. She's back.
Good morning.
Morning, yo. How are you feeling?
Good. My man flu has subsided.
Kerry took a well-deserved break. She had man flu, which I don't know if it's... Can women get man flu?
No.
But you did, though.
No, I did not have man flu.
Okay, what... Did you have woman flu?
Yes, I had woman flu. I just had flu.
She had...
I didn't have man flu.
She had woman flu.
Do you know what the difference between, like, flu and man flu is?
Tell me.
Men take it to a completely different level. And they have flu the same as everybody else, male, female, children. But they're like, man down. And, yeah, that's man flu.
Okay, so I thought I had man flu last week, but then I got told, you don't have man flu.
You were a little bit gruffly on the show. On air.
But the girl said, you don't have man flu because you actually got out of bed.
Exactly.
So, hashtag winning at life.
Winning at life.
That's what we say. For everybody that's tuning in, you are tuned into the good stuff on Cliff Central. It's Cliff Central and South Africa, maybe even the world's very own happy hour.
I like that.
She likes that. Yes. So we'll, you know what? We'll take it. We'll take it.
We're the world happy.
We're the world's happiest hour. And we get to spend a little bit of time with you and just bring you sort of good news stories. We do the top 5 trending good news stories of the week, where we find the best of the best. And we bring you those good news stories. Plus, we're going to be doing a catch up, just sort of seeing where we are and what's happening in the world, and 67 blankets for stuff. And there's a whole bunch of things going on. And we get to interview a very good friend of ours.
I know. I'm excited.
Rianette. Used to be on the show before us.
Yes.
She used to be on the show before us with Timothy Maurice.
Not before us, actually the hour before us.
What do you mean?
Because it sounds like you're saying before us. She was on the show before us.
I understand what you're saying now. For a second there, I mean, taken out of context, I would just be confused. Mm. So she was on the show the hour before us.
Yes.
Branded with Timothy Maurice. Yes. He's moved to sort of a different time slot, and he's podcasting and whatnot, so we don't get to see her anymore.
No.
Which is super sad.
I do speak to her, though.
You do?
Yes.
What, like, on the side?
Yeah.
Secret, secret?
Secret, secrets.
How's that
working? Brandy secrecies.
How's that working out for you?
Shame. We just catch up with each other here and there, but she's amazing. I can't wait to see her.
So, Rianette Lebovitz from Safety Net, who she'll be joining us today to chat about the Cartoon Network Africa hashtag CN Buddy Network campaign.
Amazing.
It's a really cool campaign. It's a really, really cool campaign.
That's super exciting.
So we're going to catch up with her. Plus, you know, we're just going to be talking good things.
Yes.
That's how we roll. If you guys want to get involved in the conversation, it's as easy as tweeting CliffCentral.com. I was going to say CliffCentral.com, but that would be completely wrong, so don't do that. Mm-hmm. Get hold of us, CliffCentral.com, Brent Lindekew, Kerry Stain, or any other way. You can message us on our WhatsApp. What's our WhatsApp?
079-748-2090.
Or you can give us a call on 0861-555-189. Kerry, so... Yes. Excuse me, I don't know what's going on in my throat.
I know, me too, but I'm avoiding it.
Well, you were listening to me and you were like, yeah, he's not... what's going on there?
I gotta do the same thing. But
it's like I got a frog in my throat.
Yeah.
So where are we, man? I got my tattoo redone last week, and it's looking quite grim.
It's looking colourful.
Well, no, it's, you know, I always wanted a nice tattoo, but it's busy healing. I've never had so much pain in my life.
It's sensitive there. That's like the most sensitive skin on your body.
I'm gonna just say this, because I'm not 100% if you're sure, so I'm just going to put it out there.
Okay.
You know we're on radio, no one else can see.
Yes. Okay.
So when you go... That's the most sensitive part of your body. Yeah. If I was listening, I would be alluded to something completely different.
Okay,
Linda.
Listen up,
listeners. I did not get a tattoo on a sensitive area.
It's very sensitive. It's on the inside. It's on the inside top half of his arm.
Ah, there we go. She needed a drum roll. I needed a drum roll. No, it's like right by my underarm.
Yes.
Right by my underarm, by my tickle bits. And it was quite... My tickle bits. It was quite sore. And but I mean, I've been doing this tattoo for the past...
You've been doing it gradually.
Like
over
4 months.
Yeah.
Over the last 4 months. And now it's complete. Now it is done.
Is it finished now?
Now it is finished.
Oh.
Now we do not play with this arm anymore.
Is it only on your arm or does it go up and around?
So it's my whole bicep, this massive bicep you see because I've been working out.
No, definitely.
So it's my whole bicep and then it goes up onto my shoulder and then onto my collarbone and then onto my pectoral.
You've got a sleeve, bud.
I'm a bud. I've got a half a sleeve. I'm a half a bud.
Yeah.
I'm a half foot.
Gonna go gym now. Yes. Drink your protein shake.
That's terrible. I've actually got a protein bar in my laptop bag.
But that's a protein bar.
Isn't it the same?
No.
I feel like it's kind of the same. I feel like we're twisting around in circles here.
It's okay. It'll do.
And Kerry's now got the giggles.
It'll do.
Stephen Kelly's just trying to call me on Facebook Live. I'm sorry, Stephen. I'm busy with the show. If you want to get a hold of us, call. This is the number. If you want to get call, if you want to get hold of me, phone 0861 555 189. I'm not going to be able
to
answer.
You can right now.
Yeah.
Do it.
Totally. I'm going to send you a message. I'm going to be like, just phone me on that number, yeah. Bro. That's all you got to do.
Quick chat.
Kerry, yeah. So something really cool is happening this weekend, and it's got nothing to do with charity or like any of that, but it's a really good thing, I think.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Tell me.
Game of Thrones starts.
I knew it was coming.
Season 7, man.
Yay.
Aren't you excited?
No.
No, come on.
I don't watch TV.
Well, maybe you should start.
Okay, because...
Have you never seen an episode of Game of Thrones?
No, I haven't.
Never in your whole entire life. You're one of those people.
Yes, I'm one of those guys. Yeah.
And do you think you're missing... Do you feel like you're missing out?
Sometimes I do. And then I hear about what's in there, and I'm like, whoa, is this like... old porn or what? And then it's like very violent.
That's very violent.
And you know, I hear these things, and then I think to myself, maybe I am missing out.
So I mean, Andrew has. He's never seen it before. He's never watched a single episode. So over the weekend on Sunday morning, I was like,
you have to catch him up.
Today's a TV day.
Yeah.
I think so. I'm gonna put Game of Thrones on, season 1, episode 1, and we're just gonna see if you like it or not. We're going to like sort of judge where you are on the Game of Thrones.
Because it's coming on now and you need to get
well,
him...
Well, season 7's on Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm confused with days.
Okay.
Every day in my life is a Friday.
Right.
So it's on Friday this weekend. No, but he'd never seen an episode. So I was like, let's just put on one. Okay? We'll episode 1, season 1. Season 1, episode 1. And we'll let you... Okay, maybe not one. Let's do 3. Let's do 3, because one doesn't really gauge.
Okay.
So let's do 3 episodes.
Wow, so you did proper...
We did the whole season. Season 1, down, boom, bam, done.
And what's coming on now? Season 7.
7. So,
oh, wow.
So he's got 5 more to do before Saturday, Sunday. You got homework, Brie. You got homework.
How's
but
it
you
going
could.
For him?
I don't know. I haven't touched base and asked him about the Game of Thrones vibes.
Okay.
But here's the reality, right? If it comes out on Sunday, if you had to watch a season a day, you'd be up to date.
That is a lot of
television time.
Yeah.
You should do it, Kay. It's not going to melt your brain or anything. No. And it would be really cool. So while I was watching on Sunday, I was sort of like researching, and I wanted to find out really cool things about the show.
Tell me.
Really cool things. So I tweeted on Sunday a couple of things, and here's one of them. The average Game of Thrones episode costs HBO $6 million an episode to make. $6 million an episode.
They are starving people in Ethiopia.
Yeah, I knew you would say something like that. Can you just not appreciate?
Brent is rolling his eyes. I think it's amazing, Brent.
It's
Game
cool.
of Thrones
so
at
they,
6.8 million rand.
They $6 million an episode, and it's because they film it on like 4 different continents or whatever. Yeah. So it's pretty cool. Another thing, the one character, I think her name's Emily Clark in real life. She was in that movie Me Before You. There was a whole bunch of stuff, but her character in Game of Thrones, her name Khaleesi, was so popular that in 2013, 146 babies were named Khaleesi in the world.
In where?
In the world.
In what year?
2013.
Yes, I actually know someone that named their child Khaleesi.
And that name didn't exist before Game of Thrones.
Really?
Yeah.
No, come now, Brink.
I'm telling you. Another fact, that's like a fact or just something you may not have known. Game of Thrones is the most pirated show on television globally. Globally.
How do you pirate that?
It's the most downloaded. So if you go into like what did you think I was talking about?
I don't know.
Gary,
he's laughing at me.
Gary is IT not in touch.
No. I am IT in touch.
No.
I did actually work in IT for 8 years.
So
and now you're talking about torrents. I understand.
No, but I mean, I can take this back. How have you not been able to access the good stuff documents on Dropbox?
Because it's my laptop that has the problem, not me.
This has made my day. Like, I'm happy. I'm a happy guy.
Oh, dear. Okay, leave me.
I'm going to leave you. I want to do two more facts because they're really cool. So these characters that they have in Game of Thrones, they're called dire wolves. And they're the wolves that all the Stark children get, all six of them. Five of them plus the bastard all get a dire wolf. And these things, they're puppies when they get them because they find them in the forest. And they grow really quickly. And the wolves are like... They come up to like chest height. They're really big.
Twilight.
They're really big. But here's something crazy. Crazy fact.
Crazy.
Dire wolves really existed over a millennia ago, and they were 25% bigger than wolves that we know today.
What? So that's huge.
So, it's interesting facts, right?
Okay, I'll go watch.
No, I've got one more for you.
Tell me.
And this one is, you mentioned the violence.
Okay.
You mentioned the violence. So here goes. Are you ready for this?
Yes, I'm ready.
You ready? Like a drum roll? There have been 196 main character deaths, but fictionally, because they're not real, because of the show.
Yes.
Right? 196 main character deaths, and almost 151,000 supported deaths by the cast in the past 6 seasons.
Now, I wonder if it costs so much money.
Well, they're not really killing people.
I know.
You mean it costs money for fake blood?
And all of that violence and all the characters, they're like rolling characters like it's going out of fashion.
Yeah, no, they chop them off quickly. As soon as you fall in love with someone, out.
Yeah, I know.
Get out!
Sounds like reality.
I loved it. I love Game of Thrones. I'm excited. I'm a bit of a Game of Thrones geek. So, it's good things.
Okay, I'll go watch. All right.
You'll go watch. Okay,
I'll go watch.
Okay,
and then you can text me next week. No, don't do that.
I'm going to text you.
No, test me.
Oh, test you.
Okay, text me.
I'm going to text you and I'm going to test you. Two other things that I want to do a quick catch up before we get into the good stuff, our top 5 trending good news stories. Have you received a message from a friend on Facebook asking you not to accept Jaden K. Smith's friendship request?
No.
So there's this thing going around social media right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it ties in quite nicely because we've got Rhea Netchan a little bit from Safety Net. And she'll be able to dispel certain things. But this is very interesting to me. So I received like 20 of these messages from random people. Not random people. My friends.
Mm.
Friends on Facebook.
Yeah.
Maybe acquaintances. Maybe just people that I've met. And
Facebook friends.
Facebook friends.
Yes.
And the message goes like this. This is the exact message, right? Please tell all the contacts in your messenger list not to accept Jaden K. Smith's friendship request. He is a hacker and has the system connected to your Facebook account. If one of your contacts accepts it, you will also be hacked. So make sure that all your friends know about it. Thanks.
Sounds legit.
I hope you're joking.
Yeah, I am.
I hope you're being sarcastic.
Can you hear the sarcasm in my voice?
So portray the sarcasm a little bit harder.
No.
Good.
Sounds legit.
So these messages are going around, but people are really sending them, which means people believe in it. They believe
obviously,
in it.
People believe anything.
So I did a little bit of research. It doesn't exist. It's a 100% hoax. People of social media. There is no one called Jaden K. Smith. There is a Jaden Smith.
Shame, that poor guy.
That's Will Smith's son. So someone, like I tweeted, I'm not going to say what I tweeted, but someone wrote a tweet that's pretty much getting shared and shared and shared. And they just said, if you get a Facebook request from Jaden K. Smith, don't accept it. He hacks you. He plays Getting Jiggy With It on loop and signs you up to be a Scientologist. So it's quite funny. But I just, that's my little bit of information for today to help you out on the interwebs. Jaden K. Smith does not exist, the actual account. He cannot hack your stuff. The Daily Telegraph have come out and said it's absolute BS. There is no way that someone could hack your account. I'm sure they could, but Jaden K. Smith is not going to. And I promise you, if there was this worldwide hacking problem, there would be more than just a Facebook forward message telling you about it. It would be in the news.
Yes,
it would. They'd be like, think about when Twitter goes down or when Facebook goes down.
And it would be
it's in the news.
It would be a sponsored Facebook post.
Totally. People would be like, don't be friends with Kerry Stane. She will hack you.
Yeah, no.
They will be hacked.
Because I'm so up there with, my IT, apparently. Apparently not.
Well, we figured this out today. She just doesn't know what's going on, man.
Surprise!
Doesn't know what's going on. The final thing that I want to leave you with is our friend Carolyn Stane.
Yay!
Who put together, we all know her from 67 Blankets for Nelson Mandela. It's something that she does every year where a whole bunch of people get together, crochet blankets, and then do some sort of world record and then give the blankets to Good. So, no, she's got a million
so
world records already.
Records.
No, she's really talented and she's doing amazing stuff.
She's with that as well.
Yeah. It's a global thing. But what she's done this week, Thursday, the 13th of July, she started this in May and she sort of just put a Facebook post out there, which went viral subsequently. And she was like, guys, while you're busy crocheting these blankets for the good of the world, make some scarves as well. We're going to do a secret scarf project.
But it's a secret. Don't tell anybody.
No, but we can because...
No, then it was.
It was a secret. But also, if you're homeless and you're cold, exactly. I'm guessing you don't have Facebook. And that's a total assumption, and I could be completely wrong, and it's really bad of me to classify someone in that position. But that's kind of a secret because we're going to do it together, and we're going to send each other... It's a surprise. We're going to send each other messages. We're going to let everybody know. So this coming Thursday, if you see random scarves hanging around your city, in the trees, on the bridges, in the parks, if you see these scarves... know that they are there for people who need them. Mm. She did this last year.
I know.
And there were thousands and thousands and thousands of scarves that were all put up everywhere.
Everywhere. It was beautiful.
Everywhere. And the scarves, they all they say on the scarves, it says, I am not lost. If you are cold and need me, please take me. Love, 67 Blankets for Nelson Mandela Day.
Beautiful.
That's really cool.
It really is.
It's really cool. So Thursday, look out for scarves. If you have scarves, even if you haven't crocheted them yourself, I'll go
hang them in a tree.
I'm going to go hang some of my scarves. I've got too many scarves.
I've got a lot of scarves.
So I'm going to go hang some in the trees. I'm going to print a little note that says that. And hopefully we can do a little good with a little bit of sum. A little bit of sum.
Sum.
I need to get hold of Carolyn. Maybe I can go and vlog it. I think that's a good idea.
That's a very good idea. And then, because it starts on Thursday, it would be nice if you could get in some, because people are a little bit, they wonder why the scarves in the tree.
Yeah.
But then when they start to catch on, then it's like, wow, there's a gift for us in a tree or on a bridge.
Totes.
It's amazing.
I love it. I love him.
You need to get some.
I'm gonna do it, and hopefully I can go with them. I'm gonna give it a call after the show and find out if I can join them on one of their scarf drops. I'll bring a couple of scarves, and I'm gonna do a whole bunch of video around it because I love video. Hashtag I love video. Kay, we need to do the good stuff. We need to do the top five trending good news stories of the week. I hope you're ready.
I am ready.
I hope you're ready.
It looks a bit different. It looks a bit different to what I yeah.
So every week,
I'm gonna go with this one.
Eh?
I'm gonna go with it.
You're gonna go with it. So every week we get to just bring you flippin' good stories and good news trending on social media and the world. And this week is no different. I'm gonna change my thing over. Sorry, my aux is a bit aux.
You're gonna have to help me with number five anyway.
Number five?
Yeah. That's not my number five.
No, so Kerry looks for these things.
That's your number five.
Let me just fix this. Sorry, I don't know
what
is going on.
One, two, three, again.
Let's try this again. Oh, look at me working the desk. It's like my first day here. I don't even know what's going on. No, I'm a radio host. Like, I know how this desk works.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you to do that next time.
Okay.
Will you know what to do?
I'll figure it out.
I love your tenacity. Absolutely love it. All right, so Kerry does all of the good news stories, but this week I changed one. I took one out because I just didn't feel that it was right.
And that's okay.
And because there was a bigger trending story that I wanted to fit in.
Do it.
So I put my one at number five.
Yes,
number
do five. It.
Give me the headline though.
Okay. Someone just updated the Bell Potsinger Wikipedia page, and they're not going to like it very much.
So, I mean, we're all about the good stuff, right? And I like to dig deep.
That is why I didn't put it on.
No, but it's current news.
I know.
And to look in current news and to find current stories that are actually, there's good news in there, right?
Yes,
so we've been, as a country, we've been stuffed over. And it's been for the last couple of years. Bell Potsinger, if you don't know, if you haven't heard about it, it is all over the news, and you can find it all on your mainstream media sites and all of those things. But Bell Potsinger is a PR agency that was hired by the Guptas, hired by
the G's.
Hired by different people within South Africa to tarnish our name and to racially divide us. It's now being investigated,
yes.
And we can call it an accusation.
It's a serious thing.
We can call it an accusation now, but the truth is coming out, and at a rapid rate. If you sort of are in part of the news and you're seeing what's going on, it's quite scary how it all just happened. So what has happened online is the people of the online world, of the interwebs, are not happy with what they've done.
No.
So someone, I'm guessing it's a South African, took a Wikipedia page. I don't know if it was there before for Bell Potsinger. I'm sure it was. But they completely updated it with all of these accusations. Mm. Everything that they've been accused of has been put onto this page. And to read it, I mean, as a company, they must think, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
But here's the funny part. A couple of years ago, Bell Potsinger was accused of changing other Wikipedia pages.
That is shocking.
That's what they were doing as a PR agency. That's what they were doing. So this, I mean, the White Monopoly name was built up by them. A bunch of people in a boardroom that came up with the name.
That is terrible. I'm actually shocked right now.
Totally. And then they had all these fake people, fake profiles that they had created to racially divide South Africa. And it's crazy, and it goes deep, and I wanna say this, and I almost mark my words, but if it turns out Penny Sparrows wasn't real and she was just part of the Bell Potsinger scandal.
I didn't even think of that.
It's the racially divided, that's what their job was, to racially divide South Africa. At a time when we were all standing as one. And every time we got stronger and stood together, another something would happen.
No.
Another something would happen.
You're actually so right. If you look back on the last few years.
Every time yeah. that we started blowing vuvuzelas together and we were like, we are one, then something happened. And it's Bell Potsinger. You know what I want to ask?
Disgusting.
So I'm going to put the story up online so that you guys can read it if you haven't already. But I want to ask this of all our listeners and of South Africans in general. Don't effing fall for it. No. Ever again. Don't. Ever.
Yeah, but now we're at a stage that we have to fix it. We have to make it right.
So we've
got a lot of work to do.
We've got a lot of work to do.
Yes, we do.
And that's why we have good people like you that are trying, right?
Aww.
So that's number five. We're going to put that up online so that you can also read about it and sort of see what's going on. Kerry.
Yes?
What do we have at number four?
The most inspirational and heartbreaking how to lose weight in 4 easy steps video ever. So I chose this for a reason, because I've been there. And when I was like, what is he doing? Why is he putting this story up? I went and I watched it, and it's actually, there's some little hidden messages inside this video. And I think it's really incredible. I think it's awesome. And it gave me a lot of feel good yesterday, because I'm like, I also want to lose weight. And you know, summer bodies are made in winter, hey?
Well, this is what they say, no?
Feeling a little podgy on the round bits. So now I'm like, I want to watch this video, see what's up. And it really does. I mean, it has some hidden messages, good feels.
So, I mean, it's a cool video because it starts off thinking that it's all about weight loss.
Yeah.
You're like, cool, we're going to lose weight. Whatever's going on, whatever's happening, blah, blah, yakety schmackety. And then all of a sudden, I mean, it says, don't drink beer. Don't eat bread. Go to the gym. Get your heart broken.
Broken.
And then it all just changes. The whole mood changes. And you see this guy lying on the floor, half naked.
All sad.
All sad. And then he goes to the gym.
No.
And he sweats.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes to the gym.
And he eats chicken breasts.
Eats chicken breasts and broccoli. And it's just, it's actually, you know, we're making it sound terrible, but it's a really flippin' cool video.
Yes.
And the message behind it is so inspirational. It was done by the guys from SNL.
Mm.
The guys from SNL, Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
But it's not slapsticky.
No, it's like very well done.
It's got a really good message behind it. We are going to put that up online so that you can watch it. It is live right now. So if you want to see it, it's there. What do we have at number three?
Small Irish choir, wow, with a rendition of Shaw Shaloza taught by an expat. When I watched this, my hair stood up on the back of my neck. And I actually wanted to cry because I do that often.
No, you cry.
Yeah.
You joke.
No.
You joke.
In the quiet Irish village of how do you say this? Kilfinane.
That is the closest we're going to get to it.
One man's heart still beats for South Africa. Patrick Othenwayo Siakai. Is that how you say it? Siakai.
Look, you're good with names.
Siakai. Has been teaching the local choir some SA classics. And they've done it really well. It's beautiful. These old Irish folk, older generation Irish folk, are singing Shaw Shaloza. And it is beautiful. You need to go watch it.
It is beautiful. We're going to put that up online so that you can see it. It is actually live right now. What do we have at number two?
Ruderpoort bus driver reroutes his trip to save a woman's life. So a bus driver from Ruderpoort in Gauteng took a detour and made an extra stop at the local hospital to get a woman to the emergency room. And everyone thought he was going to get into trouble. And then someone on the bus tweeted that Mabasa, a Metro bus employee, had to make a quick decision and reroute because someone on the bus was having an asthma attack.
So he saved her life.
He did.
He saved her life. And then he also got praised for it. So yes, we're going to follow up with Metro bus to find out what happened with him. But it's a really good story because he didn't have to. He could have been like, oh, well, I need to stick to my roots or whatever. And he just thought, no, quick thinking, get you to the hospital right now.
And this is the second time I've heard of something similar like this happening. The first one was, I mean, I was pulling the person out of the taxi, but it was a taxi driver that did something similar. So these guys, I mean, you know, we really take for granted sometimes, you know, when we get into the public transport, what these guys are capable of.
Proper.
Really, I think it's awesome.
We're going to put that up online so that you can read about it.
Yep.
What is our number one story?
The hashtag Miss SA Challenge. Twitter starts a new hilarious trend.
Tell me about it.
The current Miss South Africa was recently criticized for wearing gloves while feeding children in Soweto, so the internet created a ridiculous challenge, obviously. Hashtag Miss SA Challenge. Some of them are really shocking, but obviously we know, and some of us that don't, Miss South Africa, Demi, was wearing gloves during a Sun International soup kitchen drive last week. And everybody that volunteers, and I know this personally because I volunteer on a regular basis, that when you're serving food, it is a health regulation.
Yeah.
But need to wear gloves.
The point is, the photo was taken, and then it was put online, and it got shared, and people were like, oh, she's racist, she's wearing gloves, what's wrong with her? And then all of a sudden, they were like, hold on, so is everybody else. Everybody's wearing gloves. I don't understand. They're wearing gloves. Oh, they're serving food. Oh, okay, so they're serving food, everyone's wearing gloves, and oh, she's not racist.
No.
And then they started this really funny Twitter challenge where people were putting, things on their hands and over their faces, and they were like the Twitter challenge, and then she got involved with that as well, and she was like, you guys want to do a Miss SA challenge, that's cool, come and help us in our soup kitchen next week.
Yeah.
I think it's a cool story. We're going to put that up online so that you can also read all of those stories, see the videos, watch the things, listen to the whatever we have, because that's what we do.
And go volunteer.
Go volunteer. This is the good stuff on Cliff Central. That song's weird.
It was a bit strange.
I mean, it's a good song, but then it's sort of like ended, stopped. But then it didn't, and I was like, I freaked out a little bit and didn't quite know what to do. While I've been on air, it's been 42 minutes that I've been on air, and one of my WhatsApp groups, it's my cycling group, has had 57 messages.
It's possible.
In 42 minutes.
There's a lot of people on there, isn't it?
I don't know. If they're listening, Travis usually listens, but can you Oaks calm down? I'm at work.
Yeah.
I can't answer messages right now. I'll answer later.
Can you please just mute?
Mute. That's what you do, right? Yeah. This week, very excited. We always get to speak to inspirational South Africans, people that are doing amazing stuff in South Africa, globally, that are just changing the world. It's the change makers, the thought leaders. Rianette is no stranger to Cliff Central and to the team, and she's back in studio with us. You've been on our show before, haven't you?
Yes.
You have been on
long
our show.
Long ago, so it's so nice to be back. Thank you.
It's, we've been running for 3 years now, and I guess we only see each other at Cliff Central parties. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. when we used to see each other. And now it's at social events, like when the theatre openings, or that's when we see each other.
Or on stage.
On stage, pretty much.
When we really try our best to sing and dance. For a crowd, that is.
Rianette, how have you been?
Very well. Thanks, Brent. No, I must say, it's really exciting when you see hard work paying off. And when you really, you know, when you've built something and you just want the world to know, and then there's opportunities like the one we're going to discuss today that come along and you're like, oh, wow, that's all been worth it. All those hard hours.
And pinch yourself.
You pinch yourself in those things that we've all heard that there's no such thing as an overnight success and mm-hmm. so forth. But this really makes it feel like, wow, someone's noticing, and we're thankful for, from a safety net, cyber safety.
Well, I was going to say, that's the thing that we're talking about is safety net.
Yes, as a business and as a brand and just as a place where people can go to for help if they're in cyber trouble. It's really, really wonderful to see if other brands are willing to support it and to put it on their platforms.
How long have you been running Safety Net for?
The business has been going for 2.5 years. Mm. So, but I've been doing this for almost 4 years, where I've the moment my heart broke about the statistics of young people who commit suicide because of cyberbullying. Mm. So that's where my journey started. But yeah, so Safety Net's 2.5 years old.
Safety Net is 2.5 years young.
Young.
2.5 years young. And Safety Net as a brand is somewhere where if you're being bullied, you can go there for advice. I mean, if you had to put it into a box and maybe describe it in a sentence, what is Safety Net?
We do two things. We create awareness for responsible digital engagement, everything from cyberbullying right through to cybercrime. And then on the other hand, we help victims, people who fall from cyberspace. We're there to assist you. Mm. And we've seen that there are so many other brands and companies and people who are creating awareness and who will share with you tips and tricks on how to be safe. However, there was no place to go to for help. But there are many people behind the scenes, like the forensic analysts and the police and the right people.
People don't know about.
Yeah, and psychologists. Mm. So we're just the hub for you to come to. And it's spelled with a V, Safety Net, because we want to save lives.
I love it. I knew about it already, but I needed my listeners to know what it is that you do. And like you just said, you've spent 2.5 years building a brand and working tirelessly. I can't say that word.
Tirelessly.
Thank you. Towards just getting it out there and gaining the awareness and educating the young and the old about cyberbullying. And someone's listened. A big brand's listened, actually. And that's why we're here today.
Yes. So Cartoon Network invited us. Well, Cartoon Network speaks to the audience that we, one of the audiences, but a big part of it. I mean, Cartoon Network Africa invited Safety Net to be part of their CN Buddy Network campaign. And it's a campaign that was originally launched in the States and then adopted in 2014 in the UK. And then last year was the first time Cartoon Africa brought it to Africa. But last year, Childline was involved. Mm. And they also had Wade van Niekerk as the ambassador last year. And this was before he
won the medals and so forth.
So that was awesome to kick it off in that manner. And then this year, they've extended it because it's about bullying. They've also decided they need to not just tackle physical bullying, but also online bullying. Mm. And that's where Safety Net has come on board. So this year, Childline, Safety Net, and the new ambassador for this year is an amazing 15-year-old double amputee Paralympian, Ntando Muslangu. And he's represented by Jumping Kids, who's also a fantastic organization.
We know Jumping Kids. They've been on the show before, which is really, really cool. And we know about Ntando as well. Mm. His story was all over the news recently because he's just doing great things. He couldn't be in studio today, unfortunately. He's got a tight schedule. I mean, the guy has to train, right?
He's overseas.
He's got a million different things that is on the go.
Right now, that's amazing.
But he took a bit of time and he sent us a little voice note for all of our listeners. So we're going to play that. Let me find it. Is it over here?
Hello, Cliff Central, and especially to Good Stuff listeners. I'm sorry that I'm not able to join you in studio today. Brent, thank you for the opportunity to share more about the exciting Cartoon Network CN Buddy Network campaign. And I'm glad that Rihanna from Safety Net is there to share more details. Have fun, and remember, be a buddy and not a bully. Cheers.
Be a buddy and not a bully. That's what it's all about. I love it.
Yes, that's the tagline. And you know what's nice and why it fits so beautifully with your show is that the whole campaign is very positive. It takes a positive stance on educating kids on, first of all, how to be a buddy, not a bully, but also if you are being bullied, how to deal with it in the most effective way, that you need to speak up. Who are the people that you can go to? So it's all about that. And they've created these three cartoons, which is currently being played on Cartoon Network. And they share messages like, oh, there's a new kid in school, so what can I do to make it better for him or her? You know, and then they share things like, we'll take them to the tuck shop and so forth. So they've got these three cartoons currently sharing the message on Cartoon Network, and there's a microsite. And then there are three videos from Ntando where you can actually see him running and also speaking to other kids in his position just about how they've been bullied and how to deal with it and so forth. So it's all happening on Cartoon Network till the 23rd of July, and then there's the microsite with tips and tricks and all kinds of information and also messages from Safety Net and from Childline, and then of course lots happening on social media.
Man, a subject like this is so incredibly important to me, and it really resonates with me and takes me back to when I was a kid. As a 32-year-old adult, if I could go back, because I was bullied as a kid.
I was just about to ask if you were bullied.
Completely. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm different. And it's not a bad difference. When you're young, difference is not a good thing. Mm-hmm. And many, you get nerds, you get gay, you get fat, there's so many different defining words that you might label yourself as when you look back. Mm. Did I just say all three? A gay, fat geek.
Yes.
Does it get worse?
Yeah.
No kidding. But the point is that I was bullied as a kid. Mm. And there was a time where I hated school.
Yeah.
And I hated the people that were at school with me. And the only refuge I had was reading or watching TV or getting away from it. Mm. I didn't have the tools when I was 7-8 years old. I didn't understand it. I didn't have the tools. Mm. For something like this to be where kids are, watching TV, Cartoon Network, is absolutely massive, because it can change someone's life. It can change someone's life.
It's very important. Yeah.
You know, I think if I look back, whatever road I was on has made me the man I am today, which is, I can be thankful for that. And I can be thankful that
you're
strong,
amazing.
Look at you making me blush. I can be thankful that I'm of strong mind.
Yes.
And I have a very high EQ. Mm. So that, being 32, now, as an adult, adults get bullied as well.
They really
for sure.
do.
Corporate bullying.
Definitely.
There's cyberbullying. There's so many different facets of it. And I can say, as an adult, I stand against bullying. And if I see it, I speak up about it. I'm not a big guy, but I speak up about it. I'm not scared of bullies at all. And if I have a message to 7-year-old Brent or any other kid out there, being different makes you who you are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your uniqueness is going to make you do great things in life. And my Twitter handle is Brendan DeQ. I'll even give out my telephone number if you ever need help. I'm here. Like I'll be your buddy.
Yay.
Not a bully. I'll be a buddy. That's and awesome. And a campaign like this is so important. It's where the kids are.
Yes.
Which is.
Yeah, and it's very true what you say in terms of being different. That's actually one of the cartoons is about that. It's okay to be different. And the fact that we need to just respect each other. And what you shared, and thank you for sharing with us what happened to you. The scary thing about cyberbullying is that the bully goes home with you. So you're trying to read, but you're reading on your phone and now these messages pop up. You can't even get away from
the
it.
The world is so much tougher now.
Yes.
Social media is fantastic because it connects us. Our smartphones are amazing because it puts all this knowledge in our hands. But at the same time, it opens
so
you up
damaging.
To that world. Mm. And I mean, Kerry's got a little one.
Yeah.
I don't know how bad it could be in 2017 when you have this online world. And you're saying now, you're at home, you're trying to read and you're trying to get away from it and it's there.
Yeah, you can't. And the other scary thing is, and I mean, Kerry as a mother, I'm a mother, you understand that, okay, we're sitting with this problem and this dilemma, but no one has taught us how to deal with it.
Exactly.
And that's where we're really trying to play a big role, and that's why we speak at schools and so forth, because we need to get to the kids, but also to parents and grandparents and the au pairs and the caregivers to help them to understand what's okay.
Because it's a different generation as well.
And you know what? It's okay. As a parent, we just don't know how to keep them safe. So there are lots of things that we can do to keep them safe. And coming back to this specific campaign, I just think that if kids know that it's okay to speak out and then they're not going to get in trouble, then that's the one thing that will definitely help them. And yeah, Brent, thanks for the times that you have spoken up on social media as well when you see someone being bullied. Kerry, you both did it this week. And that's so valuable. And on Safety Net's logo, we've got a fingerprint.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is it's because nothing that's being put on social media determines your value, because we were all marvelously and wonderfully made.
Wow.
And it's with our fingertips that we can either make someone's day or break their heart, because we use this one fingertip to type, to take photos, to take, you know, videos, and it's then that we decide, will I retweet, will I share, will I you know, take this video taken in a restaurant or forward a photo that was accidentally shared on a group that was not meant for us.
Yeah.
It's one person's fingertip that shares it and creates havoc for someone else. So we just need to be responsible on the cyber highway and really enjoy it, because it's a good place.
I absolutely love what you're doing, and I commend you and I applaud you for just doing good. I even online I do it. I don't stand up.
No,
I mean, I do stand up against bullying.
Yes.
And I will never allow bullying to be a thing around me, or it's not on. It'll never happen. I'm going to put all these links. I was wanted to play your video, but there's no flipping time. I wanted to put all your tips and everything that you say. So instead, I'm gonna put that up online so
awesome,
that everybody
thanks.
Can see it. And then I'm also going to do a little article. I think that it's bullying
I
is
think
a
it's
real
important.
Thing. It's important. Mm. We'll put that up there for adults, because
thank
it's
you.
Adults that read my site.
Yes, yes.
So for them to know the signs, to sort of have those the information is incredibly helpful. And like I said before, bullying is not just a child's thing. Corporate bullying is real.
It is. It's huge. I mean, we're working with a group and we're excited to start with the work that we've developed to say, listen, whether you are the bully or being bullied or the bystander, this cannot continue. And we have to look at it from all facets of life, whether you're in corporate, because how many times have you seen someone being bullied in the boardroom?
All the time.
So, yeah, that would be awesome. Thanks, Brent. We appreciate that.
Yeah, man, I just love what you do. And I loved having you back in studio. And come and visit us again.
Yeah.
Next time, don't leave it for so long.
I'm ready. I'm always ready. I love, I must say, it's really nice. It feels like I'm coming home.
I was just about to say.
The cyber help feature and everything. Yeah, so no, it's nice. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Just if we can do a shout out to Safety Net links, if we can do Cartoon Network's links, if you've got all those in front of you, Rianette.
Yes. So Cartoon, if you want to go to the website, it's actually quite an interesting one. It's cartoon.com, africa.com/be a buddy. to scottoon.com, africa.com/beabuddy. Safety Net is spelled with a V, SAVET net. And it's at Safety Net. And I'm at Rhea Net. So, yeah, please get in touch. We want to help you if you're on, if you need anything.
It's that simple. We are going to put all of those links up online. I promise you, this is close to my heart and important. So we will put it up there, and I'll also put an article up on Good Things Guy. Mm. Kerry, where has the hour gone?
Quickly.
What are we going to do with this time? I don't believe it. Every week, it just disappears in front of us.
I know, but it's all good stuff.
Time flies when you're having fun. That's what they say. All right, so that's the good stuff. We spent an hour chatting about good things and sort of bringing you good news. The anti-bullying campaign, Be a Buddy, Not a Bully. I absolutely love it. We need to stay motivated. We need to inspire others. We're in this together, and the only way we'll get through this is together. So every week I leave you with a quote, and I choose them before I prep the show. It's a weird cycle that I do. But I think that this is just very apt, what I'm going to leave you with today. So here goes. Be soft. Do not let the world make you hard. Do not let the pain make you hate. Do not let the bitterness steal your sweetness. Take pride that even though the rest of the world may disagree, you still believe it to be a beautiful place. You are special. You are loved. That's the good stuff for this week. If you want to catch up with any other shows, just tune in on cliffcentral.com. We're going to put up all the links to everything we've discussed today. It goes there as well. I hope you all have an incredibly terrific Tuesday. Thank you. And only good things.
This is cliffcentral.com.